What must I do to be saved? We're looking at different examples of people being saved in the book of Acts. Today, we come to one of the most famous examples of conversion in the Bible, and that is the salvation of this man, Saul of Tarsus. We'll be looking at Acts chapter 9 today and also Acts chapter 22. So let's begin by turning to Acts chapter 9, and we're going to see what happened to this man and what he did in being converted. Acts chapter 9 tells us in verse 3 that Saul of Tarsus had received authority to go to the city of Damascus to arrest Christians. The Bible tells us in Acts chapter 9 verse 3 that as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And you'll notice that those words are in red letters. This means that Jesus is the one who is speaking to Saul of Tarsus. Why are you persecuting me? You see, when Saul of Tarsus persecuted Christians, he was persecuting Jesus Christ. And in verse 5, Saul said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And in verse 6, And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? This man, who has unmercifully persecuted these Christians, is now trembling. He's astonished. He's very humble now. And so the first thing that he says, after Jesus told him who he was, is that he asked Jesus the question, What will you have me to do? What do you want me to do? Now again, I'd like for you to fit that into this whole issue that we're looking at about salvation. Because there are many people that tell you that you shouldn't ask the question, What do I have to do? There are many that say that what you do is not even involved, that it has nothing to do with salvation. And yet this is the very first thing that Saul asked. Well, what do you want me to do, Lord? And the Bible tells us in verse 6, And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. So obedience was absolutely necessary. This is what Saul is asking about, and this is what Jesus told him. So the Bible tells us that after this, Saul was temporarily blind. In verse 7, And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And in verse 9, the Bible says, And he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat or drink. And in verse 10, the Bible says, And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays. And in verse 12, And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Well, Ananias, when he heard what Jesus said, was afraid to go to Saul of Tarsus because everything that he knew about this man told him that Saul was a persecutor of Christians. And so you can understand why that Ananias hesitated here. But Jesus assured him and told him, You go, because he is a chosen vessel, he says down in verse 15 and 16. So notice what we've looked at here. Notice what has happened. The Bible says that Jesus appeared to Saul of Tarsus and spoke to Saul of Tarsus, and Saul of Tarsus spoke to him. We find that Saul of Tarsus asked Jesus what he wanted him to do, and Jesus said, you go into the city, and there it will be told you what you must do. Now, Saul was in a sad condition when he got there. He was blind, and he did not eat or drink for 3 days. I want you to notice something else that the Bible tells us in verse 11. Now, notice this again. I want to point this out, and I want to especially emphasize this. Look at verse 11 with me again. The Lord said unto him, that is to Ananias, arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Now, what have we seen so far then? Saul of Tarsus saw a vision of Jesus. Jesus spoke to Saul of Tarsus. And now we find that he's there 3 days in the city of Damascus. He is blind. He's not eating or drinking anything. And the Bible tells us in verse 11 that he is praying. So here's a man that saw a vision of Jesus. He is praying here in Acts chapter 9, verse 11. But nobody has come to him yet to tell him what he must do. You see, that's what Saul of Tarsus asked about. What do you want me to do? Jesus said, you go into the city, and it will be told you what you must do. But Saul of Tarsus had to wait 3 days. So he's not eaten anything. He's not drunk anything. The Bible tells us that he's praying this whole time. Now, Jesus sends this man, this Christian man, Ananias, to Saul of Tarsus. And he says, I want you to go there, and I want you to tell him what I want you to say to him. Now, with that in mind, let's go over to Acts chapter 22. You see, there are three times in the book of Acts where the story of Saul of Tarsus being converted is found. Acts chapter 9, Acts chapter 22, and Acts chapter 26. Now, in Acts chapter 22, Paul is defending himself here before a group of Jews that have just attacked him. And the Bible tells us that he relates to them what happened on the road to Damascus. You read about that beginning in verse 5. Now, I want you to read with me what Paul says beginning in verse 11 after he saw the Lord and after he had talked with the Lord. In verse 11 of Acts 22, Paul said, "And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked upon him." So the first thing that happens then that the Bible records is that Paul's blindness is taken away. Now, you might ask the question, well, why did Ananias call him Brother Saul? Well, because he was a Jewish brother. You see, the Jews looked at each other as brethren because they were in the same nation. They were in the same family, so to speak. So they would refer to Abraham as Father Abraham or David as Father David, and they would refer to each other as brothers. So he's calling him Saul here in a Jewish sense. Now let's keep reading in verse 14. "And he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will, and that you should see that just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth, for thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou?" In other words, what are you waiting for? He's been there for 3 days. He said, what are you waiting for now? "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." And that's exactly what Saul of Tarsus did. He arose, he was baptized, and the Bible says that the reason he was baptized was to wash away his sins. Now, friends, let's look at some questions here. If Saul of Tarsus already had his sins forgiven, then why on earth would Ananias tell him this? Why would Ananias look at anybody who's already been saved and say, you need to be baptized to wash away your sins? That wouldn't make any sense, would it? There wouldn't be any reason for that. If Saul of Tarsus is already a saved man, then there wouldn't be any need for Ananias to come to him to tell him how to be saved from his sins. Somebody says, yes, but this talks about calling on the name of the Lord, though. Well, what is that calling on the name of the Lord? What does that mean? One person might say, well, he called on the name of the Lord when he said, Lord, what shall you have me to do? Back in Acts chapter 9 and earlier in this chapter. So some would say that calling on the name of the Lord simply means that Paul called out to him and said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Well, that won't work. That can't be true. Because if he was saved back there on the road to Damascus, then there would be absolutely no need for anybody to tell him how to wash away his sins now, 3 days later. So that won't work. Somebody else says, well, Saul was there praying, though. And when he was praying for those days, that's when he was saved. That's when he called on the name of the Lord and he was saved. But that won't work either. Because if Saul was saved by praying, then he was saved before Ananias got there. And Ananias' words here in Acts 22 verse 16 make absolutely no sense. These Christians in the first century did not go to people who were already saved and tell them how to be saved. They didn't talk to people whose sins were already washed away and tell them how to wash away their sins. What we find is that when the Bible says here in Acts 22, verse 16, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, we see in that passage that Saul was not saved before Ananias told him these words. He was not saved on the road to Damascus. He was not saved when he was praying in Damascus. He was not saved until he did what Ananias told him to do. Remember what Jesus said? You go into the city, and there it will be told you what you must do. Well, now he's being told what he must do. You're to arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, and you are a chosen vessel. You will preach for me and preach and proclaim the gospel. That was the total message. But it begins here with being baptized. So what do we find then in Acts 22, verse 16? When the Bible says, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord, that simply means, folks, that the calling on the name of the Lord is not Saul of Tarsus speaking to Jesus on the road to Damascus. Calling on the name of the Lord is not his praying to Jesus those 3 days in Damascus. Calling on the name of the Lord means calling on the name of the Lord by being baptized, by obeying the Lord, by doing what the Lord said, not by speaking to the Lord, not by what he said to the Lord, but he called on the name of the Lord by doing what the Lord said to do. Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. We have to take that verse into account, and we have to accept this verse, Acts 22:16, if we're going to understand what the Bible says about the conversion of Saul of Tarsus.